For the scarlet colored beast, okay, is also controlled by the woman. Riding on the back, church and state. Thus it denotes that she is with the authority and the crown, for she rules the beast, for this is one of the reasons why the crowns are absent on this beast. For the left is an image of the first, verifying the fact that the scarlet colored beast represents the image of the beast, period. Fulfilling Revelation 13:12-15. And he exercises all the power of the first beast before him, and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, and whose deadly wound was healed. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. For the difference between the two drastic systems is revealed by the two symbols, hornhead on the one and the woman riding on the other. For the nondescript beast has only one horn head, a symbol of a mono-sectarian system by the alliance of the silver power with the religious creed. But the scarlet-colored beast has the seven heads, which denote a multi-sectarian combination under or with a supreme religio-political jurisdiction, the woman. For he represents our world at its end. Our world at its end. That's what you want to pay attention to. With his sovereign authority and theocratical theology under with the dominion of the woman. For the period represented by the scarlet colored beast commenced in the 1929, at which time the deadly wound was healed. Well, that's going to bear some looking at, that statement, because I personally have reservations about that being fulfilled in 1929, about the scarlet colored beast and that deadly wound was healed. But let's continue on, and we're going to deal with that a little later. But his career is not fully developed. Okay. Well, he's not fully developed then at that time, until the woman shall sit upon his back. For the commencement of that act will be marked when the following prediction is fully realized, when the prosthenism shall stretch forth her hand across the gulf for the grasping of the hand of the Roman power, when she shall reach over the abyss for the clasping of the hands with the spiritualism when under the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and a Republican government, and shall make provision for the propagation of the papal falsehoods and delusions, then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of the Satan, and that the end is near. Testimony for the Church, Volume 5, page 451, by Ellen G. White, a comment. Revelation 17:8. For the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of the life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not, and yet is. For the beast that thou sawest, the scarlet colored, said the angel, was and is not. As previously explained, the beast first began to appear on the stage of the history in 1929. Therefore, the word was represents the period from the above stated date up until the time when he will be not. For the period represented by the word not is the 1,000 years of the Satan's captivity and the millennium. And he laid a hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should not deceive the nations any more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Revelation 20, verse 2 and 3. For the period commences with the second coming of Yeshua and the end of this present world. Now, Yeshua's second coming is at the end of the world, all right, but it's at the beginning of the 12th hour, which is the last parabolic period for this world under probation, or in the probationary time of the 6,000-year period. So Yeshua, he comes back and he works this whole 12th parabolic hour with his appointed kingdom of David, tribe of Judah, the lawgiver, Genesis 49:10, fulfilling that verse here, where it says, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and that shall sure second coming, Shiloh, of the Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. So the gathering is going to be under Yeshua. So he's going to come and he's going to initiate the harvest and lead out in the harvest of the all this world plus the resurrection. Okay, so for the period commences with the second coming of the Yeshua, when he comes first invisibly in Luke 19:14, and then he goes back to heaven invisibly at that time, and then he comes the next time visibly to a purified church. Okay, and the end of this present world at that time, the scripture of the Revelation 20 verse 6 will be fulfilled. Blessed is he So blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection, on such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of Yahweh and of Yahshua, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. As the righteous dead are raised and united with the living, then the prophecy of the Jeremiah shall be fully realized. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was as a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Yahshua, and by his furious anger. For thus hath the Yahshua said, for the whole land shall be a desolate, yet will I not make a full end, Jeremiah 4:26-27. When the cities are broken down, and the land laid waste, then the hope of the redeemed shall be accomplished. For Yahshua himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the Yahweh the Father, and the dead in the Yahshua shall rise first. So those that are covered by his blood rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds for the meeting of the Yahshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Yahshua. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. At that glorious time, when the saints depart, the earth will be left in the darkness, as described by the Jeremiah, for this shall be the earth, shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it. I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. For the whole city shall flee for the noise of the horsemen and bowmen. They shall go into the thickets and climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be broken, and not a man dwell therein. Jeremiah 4:28-29. Then as the saints enter in through the pearly gates, John's vision will meet its fulfillment. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of the Yahshua, and for the word of the Yahweh, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with the Yahshua 1,000 years, Revelation 20:4. For the righteous shall spend 1,000 years of judging the wicked dead. For the further study of the millennium, see Patriarchs and Prophets, page 103. Great Controversy, page 321 and 662. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before the Yahweh, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according unto their works. Revelation 20:5-12. For the books contain the records of the wicked. The book of life is open, and examined by the saints, and in it they behold only the names of the righteous, the names of some who once appeared in it were blotted out, while the names of the others were never entered between its pages. Coming back unto our subject, the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Thus far we have explained the first part of the scriptures quoted was and is not. Now we note the words, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. In the millennium period, the wicked shall be judged, and at its close, the sure and the saints shall return unto the earth. John bears witness of this, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from the Yahweh, out of the heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:2. As the Yahshua with the saints and the city descend, then the following scripture will be fulfilled. And the city gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according unto their works. Revelation 20:13. Note the verb, were being in the past tense, so that they were judged previous to their resurrection by the resurrection of the wicked. Satan will be loosed from his captivity for a little season. See Revelation 20:3. And in this manner shall the beast, the world, ascend out of the bottomless pit. So he said, he's calling this man shall the beast, parentheses, world, W-O-R-L-D, ascend out of the bottomless pit. But the angel also said, the beast goeth into the perdition. That is, after he ascended, Satan is loose for only a short season. He and the wicked shall live for 100 years after the resurrection. The Shepherd's Rod, Volume 1, pages 164 and 5. For the Bible says that at the end of the 100 years, death and hell were cast into the lake of the fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of the life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:14-15. For the second death of the wicked is an everlasting death, and they shall be as though they had not been. Obadiah 16. Speaking of the Satan's destruction, says the prophet, all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Ezekiel 28:19. For behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahshua the host, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch, Malachi 4:1. In this manner the beast shall go into perdition. Webster's definition of the word perdition is total destruction, utter loss of the soul, or of the happiness in a future state. It is summarized as follows. the beast that was is the period prior unto the millennium, and is during the time of the millennium, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, that's in the world, this world, is a period after the millennium, at which time all the wicked will be resurrected and go into the perdition, that is, at the end of the 100 years. For the wicked Satan and his angels shall be consumed by the fire, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not found written in the book of the life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is, Revelation 17:8. What a surprise it will be to the wicked when they witness the great multitude as the sands of the sea, for the number suddenly come to life, for it will be something which has never entered their mind. Note the phrase, from the foundation of the world. The term includes all of the wicked since the world began, and proves positively that this interpretation is correct. Revelation 17:9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom, for the seven heads are the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. All the heads being present on the beast and the woman sitting on them proves that all seven mountains must be in the existence at the same time, for they cannot be consecutive, for the woman sits on them all, which denotes one great union of the heads by the medium of the woman, for they are called mountains. As the Yahweh's denomination is called mountain, in the Isaiah 2:2 and Micah 4:1, the mountain singular is the Yahweh's denomination, but the mountain plural by both Isaiah and Micah have reference to the same denomination represented by the heads on the beast. Thus, the seven heads are seven mountains, Revelation 17:10. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, and the one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue for a short space. Note that it does not say they are, but they are therefore the heads cannot be symbols of the kings, for the kings reign in the successive order, for five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. Note the biblical number seven means completeness, and the beast also represents the wicked who shall rise from the dead on the other side of the millennium. And if all who live from Cain unto the end of this present generation are to be raised, then the seven kings in the connection with the beast must apply to the entire world's history from the creation unto the end. And that means unto the end of the millennium, I would say, who hath wrought and done it, calling the generation from the beginning, I the Yahweh, or Yahshua, I the Yahweh, the first, and with the last, I am he, Isaiah 41:4. As the explanation of the symbolical prophecy is first understood at this present time, and as such prophecies are only timely revealed, and the lesson derived concerns this present generation, then the prediction is with the present truth. Therefore, we must consider the use of the biblical past and present tense, for this grammatical rule is followed in the scriptures, and it is one way to recognize present truth, that not the enemy tip you on this point by the vain philosophy or the theology, for the scriptures are perfect in themselves. For the King James Version is as dependable as any good translation. Take heed of the explanations by the translations which you yourselves do not understand. Trust no man. This brings the end of our study this hour. Contact us at the 11th hour. Call us number 11. Click on the audio archives. Hear this. The motor is closed now with a song.